Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Zayin, Chulin 127 on Kuf Chaf Zayin Amud Alf. The Gemara discusses a Braisa that discusses the Shiratzim, those things, those creatures which when they die impart ritual impurity, impart Tumah. So the Gemara in this Braisa talks about the ritual impurities, and they say, it says in the verse in Leviticus chapter 11, verse 29, Zelachem Hatameh, these are the things that when they die are considered Shiratzim and they impart ritual impurity. Hachoed, which is usually like the weasel, Va'achbar, the mouse, Va'hatzav, Limineu, and the toad according to its species. So that which it states, Limineu, says the Braisa, Lahavi, it comes to include other Shiratzim that are similar to the Tzav, that they are from the same family as a Tzav, and they also are going to impart ritual impurity. And what are these things? The first thing that's listed is the Ha'arvad. And the Arvad is a cross between the snake and the toad. And that if the snake and the toad get together and they produce an offspring, that is going to be called the Arvad. And this Arvad, according to the Gemara in Brachos, was a very, very dangerous creature. And if it bites you, the only way you're going to heal is if somehow you're able to get to water before the poison takes effect. And the other thing which is similar to the Tzav is the Chein HaNifilim. So the Nifilim, according to the Sifra, there's a different text. It's the Ben HaNifilim. According to Midrash Rabbah, what are these Nifilim? This was a Sheretz of the water. This was one of these creatures of the water. And God showed Moses this creature in the water. And so therefore, this is the other thing which is like a tzav. And the third thing that the Braisa references is the salamandra, which is the salamandra, which is a salamander, but we're not talking about a salamander which we know of today, but this was a creature that was created from the fire that was fueled by myrtle branches, and it was done through magic. And so if the tradition was, according to the Gemara Chagiga, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that if somebody took from the blood of the salamander, the fire was not able to defeat you, that the salamander lived in fire. And Rabbi Akiva was of the opinion that this was from the family of the toad. And so therefore, we have the tradition that if you make clothing from this, that this was fire repellent, that it was fire resistant, it could not burn. And so this was the creature, the salamandra. But on the other hand, that if the salamandra would somehow separate from the fire, it would die immediately. And so therefore, for this reason, Kishaya Rabbi Akiva Magio Apostle Zerim, when Rabbi Akiva would reach this verse, which said, Vatzav Lemineu, Rabbi Akiva would stop and exclaim, Ma Rabu Ma'aseh Hashem, how great are your works, God, which is a verse from Psalms 104, verse 24. And Rabbi Akiva would just reflect upon the greatness of God, because he says, Yesh lecha brios gedelos b'yam, there are some creatures which live in the sea, like the fish. And there are other creatures which live on the dry land. Shebayam, those creatures of the sea, Omoi Olos Bayabasha, if they would just go up to the dry land, they could be the most powerful creature in the world in the sea, but if they go on the dry land, Miyad Mesos, they immediately die. So too, Shebayabasha, those creatures which are so powerful in the dry land, like a lion or an elephant, if they would be living under the water, miyad mesos, they would immediately die. And so too, like the salamander, yechal brios gedelos ba'or, there are some that are created from the fire, which was the tradition that they understood, that the salamander was created from the fire, yechal brios gedelos ba'avir, and there were some that are created from the air, sheba'or, emoi olos la'avir miyad mesos, those creatures that were created from the fire, if they would separate from the fire, they would immediately die. And Sheba Avir Hamala Yordos Laor Miyan Mesos, and those creatures that were in the fire, if they immediately would separate, and those creatures that were created in the air, if they would immediately go into the fire, they would immediately die. And so about this parallel, Rabbi Akiva says, Marabuma Secha Hashem, to show Hashem is showing the greatness of God's creation, that there are certain creatures could be so powerful, but then something so simple could render them dead. And the Gemara says, in this context, the Gemara makes another parallel. Tana Rabbanan Kol Sheyesh Bayabasha, every creature that exists in the dry land, Yesh Bayam, there's a similar creature that is parallel to it, that looks like it and acts like it, in the sea. Chutz min acholda, with the exception of the weasel. Why? Because there's no fish in the sea that is similar to the weasel. And so Rabbi Zera says, what is the verse that teaches us this idea? My kara'a, what's the verse that teaches us this idea that there's nothing like the weasel in the sea? The verse is based upon Psalms 49, verse 2, where it says, Shimu zos ka'amim hazinu kol yoshvei chaled. Listen to this, the nations of the world. Pay ear, all those who are Yoshvei Chaled, who are living in the land, which is the place of the Chuldas, which is the place of the weasels. And we see from here that there is nothing in the fish that is similar, amongst the creatures of the sea, that is similar to the weasel. So we have this idea of this parallel world, that there's this parallel universe between the sea and between the earth. And everything that is in the earth, there's a parallel to it in the sea. So what do we make of this idea? So one idea that I saw in the Divrei Yisrael is that the Yam doesn't refer to the actual sea, but it's a reference to the Yam HaTalmud, to the Sea of the Talmud, that everything that we have in this earth can be found through the Lake of Midi, the Lower Mizi B'Araisa. There's nothing in this world that is not hinted to in the Torah, that the Torah has everything in it. HaFochba Kikuaba, that everything is in the Torah. And if we look in the Torah, will find it. That's one approach. The Michtav Me'Eliyahu, Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler, takes a different approach. He says that what God is showing us, that why would God make everything in this sea if we're not going to see everything? And it's to show us that everything has not been revealed to us. And so therefore, what's the benefit? It's just to understand the greatness of God, that God has such strength, that God created everything. And just like God created everything in the earth, and when we realize that there's everything that's paralleled in the sea, we realize the full greatness of God, and that God made parallel universes in order to show us that the true understanding of God is so distant from our imagination.